The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
What do you make of the government's decision to go back to what we might call the old-fashioned traditional leaving certificate and not embrace the hybrid model which applied in 2021, where students had the option of taking predicted grades based on their work over a number of years as decided by their teachers? The better of that are the written paper or oral exams that they did in the normal fashion, and then they got the better of the two results. But it's back to the old-fashioned way of doing the written and oral exams for 2022. Eimear Neville, you are the president of the Irish Secondary Schools Union. What's your reaction to this government decision?
Well, students are very disappointed at the decision. In a recent survey of the ICSU, we surveyed over 18,000 Leaving Cert students, and 68% of those did say that they would like to see some form of a hybrid. Now, it is very disappointing, but we recognise that the department have, you know, that they've thoroughly looked into this option and that it is just not feasible for this year's exam cohort. And that, you know, of course, they're putting in provisions to ensure that these exams are on par to what was done last year, you know, in terms of the grade inflation and keeping things on an even level, which is welcomed by students. And we can only wait and see now what these changes actually look like so that we can ensure that they are adequate for these students.
So you're accepting of the decision after the consultation and discussion, are you? Because certainly opposition politicians are very, very critical of the minister's decision in this regard.
We are quite critical of it. We do think the student voice was disregarded in this discussion, but we also recognise that students have been through an awful lot in continuing these discussions at the rate that we were doing them, you know, where there was such a lack of clarity with students would only be detrimental on their own well-being and students' mental health. You know, there are mock examinations coming up. The orals are just around the corner, and we want to ensure the students do have the best leaving certificate that they possibly can have. And for us, that means, you know, working with the Department of Education, working with students directly, and working with the State Examinations Commission to make sure that, you know, the changes that are implemented in these exams are reflective of what students need and what students want. But so we think it's much more proactive to work with students to implement, you know, further changes and to make sure that those are adequate.
OK, stay there on the line, Eimear, please. We have Kieran Christie with us as well, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Kieran, is the decision what you and your union and teachers wanted?
Good evening, Matt. Well, I suppose the first thing I want to acknowledge, and I know Eimear is acknowledging it there, the Leaving Cert students of this year have endured an enormous amount of difficulties and pressures, and there's nobody knows that better than the teachers that work with them every day of the week. And we want the best for them, and that's what the objective will be. But I think the first thing that, and you touched on it with your question there to Eimear as well, I think it's important to move this discussion away from the proposition that something that could be done for these students is not being done. That simply isn't the case. As Eimear acknowledged there, an accredited grades or a calculated grades process this year is not viable. It's simply not viable. It's not a runner.
Why isn't it?
Well, the lack of junior cycle, in the last couple of years, I suppose, most of us got to know more about things like algorithms and so on than we ever maybe is healthy for us. But one of the key things around the calculated grades processes is that sort of the ballast that underpinned it was the junior cycle results of the individual students. And without that, you know, you're heading into a process that lacks credibility.
So, but sorry, Kieran, how relevant are the junior cert results to how somebody gets on in their leaving cert? Because either 2 or 3 years later, there may be an enormous amount more maturity or ambition on the part of candidates. How relevant really is how they do at junior cert level?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, Matt, I'm no expert on how you deal with 60,000 students' results and so on. But I'm advised, and all the technical people will tell you, that without touchstones such as the junior cycle results, you'll end up in more of a guesstimation process than an estimation process. And I would quote this, Professor O'Leary of DCU Centre for Assessment, Research, Policy and Practice in Education. That's an academic who formed part of the Independent Steering Committee, which oversaw the use of calculated grades in 2020. And I read an article recently where the word impossible was used. So, you know, greater minds than mine have been put to this. And, you know, you just cannot say to the teachers of the country, come up with marks for everybody and that'll be grand. There has to be structures underpinning it. And one of the key structures we've been advised since the beginning of this process 2 years ago has been the junior cycle results. And they're not there. So let's move the discussion on away from this idea that students tonight are being denied something that was viable. They're not.
Eimear Neville of the ISSU, just back to you in that part, because the argument has been put forward that for all the 2022 Leaving Cert candidates are made up of those who did their junior cert 3 years ago, if then went on to transition year, but also those who didn't get a chance to do theirs 2 years ago because of COVID. One in four doesn't have junior cert results which can be used. So doesn't that almost automatically rule out the possibility for using accredited or assigned grades?
Yes, and we had, you know, an in-depth discussion with the department about this today, and they explained to us, you know, exactly why these grades cannot, or why their grades are so necessary in this process. And, you know, the other options as well that they looked at, such as, you know, the school profiling, which again would only disadvantage students. So there was no credible or fair way to hold these. And it is incredibly disappointing because students were so deserving of this. And my heart is broken for the students of Ireland because, you know, they really have gone through so much and they really deserve this change, but it just was not possible. Now, we are very, very open to working with students, like we said, you know, to look at other ways that we could, I suppose, make up any discrepancies. And this is absolutely vital moving forward, you know, that we ensure that students are getting a fair process that reflects the discrepancies in their education. And I'm sure all stakeholders would agree that.
Okay,
that needs to be
Brian,
priority moving forward.
Brian in Dublin says, the relevance of the junior cert is that it's the only truly objective and independent examination of students in the country. All other examinations are based within the school and are subject to variation across different schools. Without the junior cert, it's almost impossible to have a fair baseline of students. There's another listener, Kieran Christie, who suggests that really we're not actually going back to the traditional Leaving Cert, that what's going to be done in 2022 is going to be, dare I say it, somewhat easier perhaps than previous years.
Well, can I point to two things, two positives that I take out of the Minister's announcement today? First of all, there is going to be more choice in the questions to be answered, and there's going to be less questions to be answered, and a variety of other modifications across the subjects. And we welcome that on the basis that, you know, these students have suffered. It's been an extraordinarily difficult time, and they deserve mitigations in the same way as mitigations were provided for the other students 2 years ago and last year to get through a viable Leaving Cert. But I think the most crucial aspect of the announcement today, and it allays, in my view, a lot of the concerns of the students that I've been speaking to, and I know Eimear has made the point previously as well, the worry a lot of students had was that they wouldn't be in a position to compete with last year's students with the grade inflation, which is a very worrying development for all educationalists right across the thing. And the Minister has given a guarantee that this year the profiling of the grades will be on a par with last year. And I think that was a very helpful and worthwhile initiative.
Okay, a lot of listener comments coming in. John Wexler says, my daughter is under extreme pressure regarding her Leaving Cert. She watched for the last 2 years as students had calculated grades, and within her school there's been a lot of teachers out because of COVID. Currently she has about 2 free classes a day due to lack of teaching cover. Although she can study, she certainly can't study the curriculum that hasn't been taught to her. So how is it fair to those students who've been attending school 100% when open but who are now penalised because of the lack of teaching cover? What do you say to that, Kieran?
Well, nobody's saying that there haven't been difficulties and that these students haven't suffered. And that's why your initial question to me as to why there should be flexibility in relation to the papers and the questions to be answered needs to be put there, precisely to deal with the contingencies in respect of what your listener has just brought to your attention, Matt.
Okay. Is it the case, Eimear Neville, that given that there's going to be perhaps a different way of structuring the questions, more choice for the candidates, less questions to answer, that one listener is suggesting the 2022 Leaving Cert is going to be Leaving Cert light?
You know, I think, you know, the listener that you previously mentioned, whose daughter was under such pressure, is dead right, you know. I wouldn't say that this is Leaving Cert light. You know, I think this exam will stand up against any scrutiny, as does the 2021 and the 2020 Leaving Cert. But I think that changes need to be made to account for what these students are facing. I think, you know, that listener in particular, their daughter is under immense pressure, as are all students across the country, due to these discrepancies in their education, and they have a dead right, you know. Some students are missing a lot of school due to COVID-19 related absences, and papers need to reflect that because they haven't had a full, essentially, they haven't had a full leaving certificate year or years or like your cycle even, because of the fact that they're doing their leaving cert in the middle of a pandemic, and it's hard enough to do it in a normal year. But to do that while there is a global pandemic that is ongoing is incredibly difficult, and these changes are to reflect that. They're not to make it any easier. It's just to reflect the struggles that these students have faced and to really support them and give them the best shot at getting the best possible grades in their exam.
Okay, Eimear Neville from the ISSU, thank you very much. And Kieran Christie from the ASTI.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.